people in Kansas took out $267 million in payday loans last year, money borrowed for a short term and at a high interest, theoretically paid off when the borrower's next paycheck arrives. Lenders say the loans are often the only option for people who can't borrow from family, put expenses on a credit card, or turn to a bank. But critics say high interest rates on payday loans prey on people who can least afford them. Now, support for tightening regulations is building steam in Kansas. Nomin Ujiadine of the Kansas News Service reports.
Years ago, Maria Galvin was struggling to make ends meet. She was a single mother earning about $25,000 a year, but she still didn't qualify for welfare. So, like a lot of people in her situation, she started taking out payday loans. She typically owed something like $500, with $75 in interest over 2 weeks. If you stretched that rate out over a year, it would add up to $2,000 in interest.
That's all you're doing is paying on interest every time you get paid, and you're absolutely getting nowhere.
Galvin turned to the loans again and again. She was already in debt, and garnishments were eating up a big chunk of her paychecks. Getting a payday loan was easy.
Right away, like, I could walk into any one of these stores and show them my ID and my information and get a loan, and they got a smile on their face and telling me, come back when you need some more money, instead of, when are you going to pay my money back, and why do you even need it?
The loans can turn into a hole that's hard to dig out of, says Claudette Humphrey, who works for Catholic Charities of Northern Kansas in Salina.
It's a debt trap. They realize, oh my gosh, I have to try to keep up with this, and I'm back to not being able to pay my everyday expenses.
Humphrey runs the Kansas Loan Pool Project. It pays off payday loan debt for people who qualify, then gives them a low-interest loan from a local bank to cover the cost. Since 2013, the project has paid off about 200 loans worth almost $250,000. But Humphrey doesn't think the program is the only solution. Her nonprofit, along with others, is asking the Kansas legislature to increase regulations on payday loans. Shanae Holman is an organizer with Topeka Jump, which is leading the push.
There are other states who've implemented guidelines that tell you how much income, what percentage of your check can go to a payment. And so those are the types of regulations that we would like to see.
For example, in Colorado, the maximum annual interest rate for payday loans is 36%. In Ohio, it's 28%. In Kansas, annual rates can go as high as 391%. Holman wants lenders to take into account borrowers' ability to pay when giving out loans. And she wants Kansas to require lenders to give people more time to pay them back. She says that way, people wouldn't have to borrow over and over just to pay back other loans.
That's how the interest rate gets to be so high, so exorbitant.
Jeanette Pryor, a lobbyist for the Kansas Catholic Conference, says it's the first time so many people have come together to push for regulations in the state. She says bills have been introduced year after year at the Capitol, but they never get anywhere. It's hard to get legislators to take them seriously.
That was something that I heard in the beginning. Why can't an adult make a rational decision on their own? Why do we have to legislate this?
Payday lenders say they help people who don't have access to traditional banking. They say too many regulations could make them disappear. And some customers say the payday loans have been their only option in a crisis. Customers like Carrie Strawler of Topeka. She doesn't work, and most of her income is from Social Security disability insurance. She took out 3 loans to help pay off medical debt and hasn't had trouble paying them back.
It's been beneficial, and the people have been very helpful, and they have been very willing to work with me if I was unable to make that one payment.
The question is how the state can keep payday loans around while protecting people from being exploited. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ujiadine.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio that reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.